They take all that research and kind of boil it all down to sort of the essence of your community. They're not here. They're not trying to change Petersburg. They're trying to find what Petersburg advantage is or Petersburg's distinction is.
Go ahead and give me an example of maybe something they're recommending for whether it's for the visitor industry or getting somebody to live here or whatever else they're trying to promote the town to.
Sure. So one of the recommendations they came back with is putting together a electronic newsletter. And it's pretty common in other communities, but doesn't have to be anything fancy or complicated, but it would be just something that we would send out every month or every other month. And that can be, you know, something related to the tourism industry. Maybe somebody's opened up a new bed and breakfast, or it could be a new business in town, or somebody offering a new product, a new service, expanding, anything positive that's happening in town. And develop a database of names throughout the state, press sources, radio stations, newspapers, marketing that the state does. Just send it out every other month. That does a couple of things. One is information about Petersburg, which in their research they found that across the board, everyone they spoke to outside of Petersburg said that they don't really hear enough about Petersburg, that they would like to promote Petersburg more at the state and regional level, but they just don't have the information to do it, and they don't have the resources to constantly be seeking that information out. So we need to do a better job of actually providing the information directly to them.
And then another example is branded merchandise I saw on there.
Yeah, and that, again, is it does a couple of things. Encourage, you know, it's enthusiasm in the community.
So like a coffee mug with the Petersburg logo.
Petersburg symbol on it. And people will take that somewhere with them, perhaps, and, you know, strike up a conversation with someone. The next thing you know, you have another visitor coming to Petersburg or a potential resident, or, you know, just getting more information and using that material as a reason to talk about your community and promote your community. These are all just tools that give you a reason to talk about your business, your community, what a great place it is, why not visit it, why not move here. There's a job opening. Here's all the great things about our community. It's just all different tools that the public sector and the private sector can use to advertise what's great about our community.
Describe the logo that you put together.
It's a harbor scene with a variety of boats and gear types represented, and it has a four-color palette, four different colors on it.
It's simple but pretty obvious to what you're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you know anything about Southeast Alaska, it rings very true that, you know, you look at that and you think, I think Petersburg. I mean, the boats look right on that you could find down in the harbor, and it ranges from, you know, probably like a limit seiner to a sport charter boat or someone's sport fishing boat. The colors associated with it are colors that you see in town, you know, kind of the red that you see on roofs. And
I was just going to say, you got the red roof or the blue tin roof there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So what happens next with this?
Well, we have just an incredible number of recommendations and ideas that North Star has given us. And we've had a brand steering committee that's been made up of PDC board members and chamber board members and some city staff. And the next step is to reconvene that group as more of an implementation body and go through those recommendations and look at what we can do in the near term, you know, what's pretty easy to do that we can do right away, and what's probably going to take a little bit more planning in the next year or two, and then maybe something, things that are really long-term, like in the next 3 years. The recommendations they gave us, there was a lot, and they said probably within 6 to 36 months, you'd like to see, get as many of these done as you can to really get the brand off the ground. And to some of them, you may never get to because they're just really, really large-scale ideas. But there's a mix of things, things that are really simple, like changing the answering machine message at the city office. So when somebody calls, they get a message that is consistent with the language that's used in the brand. And, you know, no cost, very creative, but it sends a message and it's very consistent with what we're trying to do.
What's one of the big scale things they talk about?
So a big scale thing would be there's a 200th anniversary of Constitution Day, Norwegian Constitution Day, coming up in 2014. And one of the ideas was to commission a totem pole to commemorate that 200th anniversary, and it would have a mix of Tlingit and Norwegian design elements in it. So that would, to me, that would be a really large-scale undertaking 2 years out. So the committee would go through and maybe check off, wow, these are real simple ones that we can get done right away, versus taking a look at things, which ones of the kind of the bigger scale ideas that they'd like to take on.